Polls show a new UN Security Council resolution on Iraq would be in line with the wishes of a lot of Americans. The polls indicate most Americans want to give UN weapons inspectors more time before any invasion, and they want international support before any U.S. invasion of Iraq. A survey by PIPA, the Program on International Policy Attitudes at the University of Maryland, is no exception. But NPR's Marcus Rosenbaum reports this survey helps explain just how conflicted Americans are over Iraq.
The PIPA survey gave respondents a list of arguments for and against two of the most important issues regarding Iraq and asked them how compelling they found the various arguments to be. One issue was whether the UN should strengthen the inspection process or authorize an invasion. The other was whether the U.S. should proceed with military action if it does not get UN authorization. In both cases, respondents found virtually all the arguments on both sides compelling, in some cases by overwhelming majorities. This is unusual because on most issues over which the country is divided, people come down on one side or the other. Stephen Cull, who directed the poll, says that's not the case on Iraq.
The division is within people. People themselves are feeling conflicted. They're responsive to both arguments, and they're having trouble coming to a conclusion about what it is they think the best way to go is.
For instance, 77% found a convincing argument for military action in the statement that it is necessary because Iraq is refusing to cooperate with weapons inspectors. But 71% found a convincing argument for continued inspections in the statement that if Iraq is invaded, Saddam Hussein would have nothing to lose and might unleash weapons of mass destruction. And that situation was repeated in all the questions about what the UN should do. It's likely that this conflict of competing ideas is what led people to express doubts about the inspection process in one part of the survey, but find the arguments against war compelling in another part. Again, Stephen Cull.
Even though the polling shows that people do not have a high level of confidence in the inspection process, it's very hard for them to say, well, we've just got to stop now and proceed with military action. As long as there's some possibility that it might work, there is a tendency to say, well, let's stick with it, because we can really only use war as a last resort.
That doesn't mean that Americans are willing to wait forever on the inspection process, according to the poll, which was conducted by the polling firm Knowledge Networks. Nearly 6 out of 10 say that if things haven't changed in 2 months, they'd be in favor of the UN authorizing an invasion.
They're looking for some closure on the question, but what will constitute the trigger that will actually make them think, okay, now we're done, now the inspections have proven to not work, we need to take another course of action, that's not real clear, other than the UN inspectors finding evidence that Iraq has been hiding weapons of mass destruction.
The poll reports that 62% of Americans believe that finding such weapons would be cause for the UN to authorize an invasion. They reject the contention that it would be proof that the inspection process works. On the question of what they would think if President Bush decides to go ahead with an invasion without a new Security Council resolution, 37% say they would agree with the decision, about the same number say they would disagree with the decision, and 25% say they would disagree with the decision but would support the president anyway. So while there's a clear majority saying they oppose the U.S. acting on its own, there's an equally clear majority saying they'll support the president if he decides to do it anyway. Marcus Rosenbaum, NPR News, Washington.
Complete poll results are at npr.org.